God loves relationship. He loves it with us. This morning, I felt that I really disappointed him. And as I was dressing and reflecting on this, I suddenly heard or sort of felt a strong, reassuring voice saying directly to me, "You will never be separated from my love." It stopped me in my tracks. It calmed all my anxieties. God's faithfulness to us is unfathomable. There are some strange and sometimes perturbing stories in the Bible, like Hosea the prophet was told to marry a prostitute, and she was often unfaithful to him. But time and time again, he went back to find her. He persevered with her. He would not give up. That is like the heart of God. And God saw how fleeting Israel's love was. In Hosea 6, verse 4, it says, "What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears." You can feel God's longing again in Hosea chapter 11. "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burnt incense to images. But it was I who taught Israel to walk, taking them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them." Yet despite their waywardness, God says this in verse 8, "How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? My heart is recoiling within me. All my compassion is aroused." You see, his enduring love and forgiveness inspires us to have that same attitude in our hearts. And so here's a wonderful story that I find so inspiring from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. After apartheid ended in South Africa, a white police officer named Mr. van der Berg was put on trial. The court found that he'd come to a woman's home, shot her son at point-blank range, and then burnt the young man's body on a fire while he and his officers parted nearby. The woman's husband was killed by the same men, and his body also was burned. I can't fathom the source or the energy needed to fuel such cruelty, but more unfathomable is the surviving woman's response, having just been re-traumatized by the evidence that came to light at the court. A member of the commission turned to her and asked, "So, what do you want? How should justice be done for this man?" She amazed the court. "I want three things," the woman said confidently. "I want first to be taken to the place where my husband's body was burned, so that I can gather up the dust and give his remains a decent burial. My husband and son were my only family. I want, secondly, for Mr. van der Berg to become my son. I would like for him to come twice a month to the ghetto and spend a day with me, so that I can pour out on him whatever love I still have. Finally, I would like Mr. van der Berg to know that I offer him my forgiveness because Jesus Christ died to forgive. This was also the wish of my husband, and so I would kindly ask someone to come to my side and lead me across the courtroom so that I can take Mr. van der Berg in my arms, embracing him and letting him know that he is truly forgiven." What incredible love! What transforming forgiveness! Father, we can hardly imagine how this lady could do what she did, but this is just a tiny element of how incredible your forgiveness is to us. Help us, Lord, to always offer grace and forgiveness to others. Amen.
Yeah.